leadership, the city leadership, everybody's got to come out there and say, if you know something, you must come forward. We cannot allow and tolerate this in our community.
Well, maybe they're afraid of reprisals. I mean, maybe these kids are scared to talk.
Well, I think if there was an infrastructure put in place to guarantee them that whatever information they came, they would be protected and even kept to be anonymous, that confidence must be built up. But the real problem is that they will have reprisals if they don't do anything. If we continue, I repeat, Joy, this is the third murder this month of young people in Chicago.
Right.
If we repeat allowing this to happen without people paying for it, it's going to keep happening.
But this kid said that he felt threatened in the neighborhood before. You know, why doesn't he feel protected? Why aren't the children in that neighborhood being protected well enough by the police?
Because we have not called on this kind of accountability. We've not come forward and called on accountability of community neighbors and community leaders. And I think the fact that this young man said he was threatened before and this happened to him is even a further indictment on all of us that need to be doing more about this.
Yeah.
This is a crisis.
Uh-huh. There's only a $6,000 reward for the perpetrator. That's not enough, is it?
No, I think that will go up substantially this weekend. I'm talking again to some of the community leaders there in Chicago. But I think it's not even a question of the reward, though I think it should be higher. It's a question of the crisis. We've got to do something about it. We've got to do it quickly and dramatically.
Okay, thank you so much, Reverend Al, for coming on the show. When
All
we
right,
come
Joy.
Back, thank you. I'll be joined by Ann Coulter.